And we are now joined in the post-game show here on KROX with Crooks and Pirate head coach Josh Hardy. And coach, come on the road, get your third win of the year. It was an all-around really great performance. Would you agree with that, and what did you like tonight?
Yeah, you know, it was a good bounce back for us. I thought that top to bottom we were pretty good overall. The big thing for us tonight was our bench, our attitude, we talk about our standards a lot. Like, we have five standards that we need to meet, and I thought we did a really good job of that tonight. We were fired up from the start. The boys stayed positive, they communicated, and just couldn't be prouder or happier for them.
You changed it up. You give Parker Kelly the chance in net because you said he deserved it. That's what your words were coming into the game. He played like it too.
He played great. He definitely deserved it. He's worked his tail off all year. He was gonna start, not last Friday but the Friday before when we were supposed to go to Hibbing. Obviously disappointed to not get that in. And then this was obviously we had senior night, and now we had a good opportunity here to get him some action at varsity. And it's always good to get that first game out of the way, and even better when you get a win.
Offensively, I thought, obviously you get the goals from Jack and Carter, and they're the ones that score. I thought everybody, though, even the second, third lines, they applied pressure all night.
Yeah, I thought we were good in that aspect. I thought our forecheck looked great when we had possession. Our puck possession was much better tonight. We talked before the game about, me and you talked about getting those green shots where we're kind of moving the puck across the slot and not just shooting from the corner and hoping something good happens. And tonight we were a little more deliberate with what we were doing, and I thought it showed up obviously on the scoreboard there, and everybody got involved, right? I tell you what, I think you know what the biggest difference was tonight is I think Jackson Demra didn't get a shot blocked, and I think he might have got like six or five on net. So that was, there was one shift he looked back at the bench, one. Two had two shots on net, didn't get a block, so we were excited for him. And then he gets the one on net, and Zach Tarrant cleans up the garbage there and gets a goal. So two seniors having a great game.
And then right at the end, I thought the cherry on top. Well, first off, if Lucas Miller would have been able to actually get that one on net, that would have been great. But then the real cherry on top too, you killed another penalty. Perfect penalty kill tonight. You killed both of them. I thought again, just all around really good. That was another good aspect as well.
I thought our aggressiveness, our ability to skate on the PK was good tonight. We kind of hemmed them in a little bit. They had trouble breaking it out. But when they were in the zone, I thought we did a good job too. And obviously scoring another shorthanded goal is big time. So again, proud of those boys and how they battled.
The first goal that they had, Mayhews. He's a really good player. You lost him there a little bit there in the middle. It looked like the rest of the game, everybody knew where he was. Was that an emphasis defensively to know where he was? Because he's a very good player.
That's what I told him after the game. I said it was fun to watch, right? He can wheel. He can skate. We got to know where he is on the ice. And I thought, I don't know. It wasn't really an emphasis on him individually. We just talked about, hey, we're up here. We feel like we're the better team. We can't get so caught up in playing offense that we forget about our own zone.
Coming into the game tomorrow and the rest of the week, big games too. You got a couple section games at the end of the week. The one tomorrow is also a big one. So how do you keep this rolling?
Yeah, we just got to keep, we just got to stay up on it, stay positive. I think obviously winning tonight helps. We get to go down to Breckenridge tomorrow. We had a lot of success against them last year. But they work hard. They're going to give us a game, and we got to be ready for that. And, it's all about the locker room and those guys in there. And I got a lot of good leaders in there not even just, you have your seniors, you got your Jack and your Jaron Bailey, and you got Jackson Demmer and those guys, but you got guys like Jackson Reese and Carter Trudeau and guys like that who are getting everybody fired up and ready to go and on task. And, I think the big thing for us tonight was we came in between periods and I didn't say anything. I just put on the board, I said, hey, what do we need to keep doing? What do we need to start doing? What do we need to stop doing? I'll let them figure it out. We talked about it when I came back in a couple minutes later and gave them some ownership in the process. So I think that was helpful tonight. They see things, they're not robots out there. They know what's going on. So to give them some ownership in the process, I think was helpful. And hopefully we can kind of keep that rolling here and go on a little run here at the end of the season.
Well, congrats on the win. Best of luck tomorrow, Coach.
Thanks, sir.